Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here in Season 4 using the wonderful commentary on Rabbeinu Yonah. He's on the first five chapters and the last chapter. We'll use his text and translation, then we'll also add some comments. We are in Chapter 2, Mishnah 7. We are in Perek Bet. Mishnah Zayin, talking about more. What is good to have more of and what is not good to have more? Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Marbe Basar, Marbe Rima, the more meat, the more worms. If you're fattening yourself up, you're eating for the sake of eating. You're living to eat, not eating to live. Notice the phraseology, you need to live the right way. You eat just to live. You don't live to eat. We're not gluttonous people. We just eat food all day just because we love it. All it does is fatten yourself up. You have more flesh for the worms. Marba nechas, marba dagan. The more possessions you have, the more worries. So you think you have so much money, you're going to buy 100 cars. All it's going to do is increase your anxiety, increase your fear, and increase your worries. I have to pay off this car and this car and this car. I have to pay off this and that and that. The more you get, the more you have to worry about. Marba nasha, marba kshafim. The more wives, the more witchcraft. Have one wife, you're good for life. Happy wife, happy life is the famous phrase, which is very true. Marba shvachos, marba zima. The more maidservants, the more immorality. Too many women in the house. Have your wife in the house. Have your children. And zehu, if you want to have cleaning people come in and out, make sure that you do it in the proper manner. Marba avadim, marba gazel. The more slaves, the more servants, the more theft. Better word is servant. Slave is not a good connotation. So the more servants, the more stealing. Don't have too many people in it, especially when you're not home. Marba Torah, marba chayim. But this is good. To have more Torah is really good. It gives more life. The more you learn, the more life you get, the more you're using your life, and the more you're utilizing every aspect of your life. Marba chach, marba yeshiva. The more wisdom, the more sitting and studying, the more you learn, the more you gain, the more you want to sit, hopefully, and learn. Marba Eitzer, marba Tzvuna. The more advice, the more understanding. You get advice, you get counsel, you get more understanding, you get more out of life. Marba Tzedakah, marba Shalom. The more charity, the more peace. You give to others, not just money, but time, resources. You're increasing peace in the world. You're increasing goodness in the world. Kana shame tov, kana latzma. We talk about this a lot. You acquire a good name for yourself. You acquire it for yourself. Kana lo divrei Torah, kana lo chaye ha'olam haba. You get yourself words of Torah. You're getting the world to come. So that's the good things to get. More Torah, more wisdom, more advice, more charity, getting a good name, acquiring Torah. These are all things we should try to get more of and avoid the other things. Don't do more meat. Don't eat more. Don't get more. Too many possessions, too many. And don't have the woman or the man in the house. You, your wife, your kids, make sure to keep it in the right setting, the right placement of different things. So he used to say, the more meat, more worms. You may think that if you pamper, indulge your body, you'll live longer because you're doing what is necessary to maintain good health. But on the day of death, man is no longer in control. As Kohelis points out, all that flesh he accumulated will not help him. It will not do anything for him. It will only be an embarrassment and food for the worms. More possession, more worry. Don't think your wealth and property will allow you to live happily and well. On the contrary, you'll be caught up in taking care of them all year round. Any intelligent person can tell you this is so. Any wealthy person can confirm it. More wives, more witchcraft, more maids, more immorality, more servants, more theft. All three. Theft, theft and not having the proper morality and witchcraft, excuse my explanation of that word, have been committed by others, yet the Torah considers the master to be the perpetrator. If your servants steal, you will be punished because you could have prevented it. Even if you did not know about it, the responsibility is yours because they are your property. If your maids are immoral, it is your responsibility, just as you personally had sinned with them, God forbid, because this outrage is taking place in your home, under your auspices, under your control. If you have many wives, you cause them to use magic to gain your love. The least favored wife will redouble her efforts to win your affection while her rival provokes her again and again. You are to blame. Witchcraft is an extremely serious sin, as it says you shall not allow a witch to live. That comes from Shemos. More Torah, more life. This corresponds to the words, the more flesh, the more worms. Pleasure-seeking shortens life, while toiling in Torah brings long life. Also corresponds to more possession, more worry, because worry about preserving one's money shortens one's life. Worry over Torah learning is a major concern for one who understands its importance and ponders questions in halacha till he reaches the correct ruling. However, this kind of worry will not cause the worry any harm. Even though it is said that grief is the heart's disease, worry is in the heart's destruction, one who worries over Torah will merit long, peaceful days and years of life. of the Shlomo Melch said, the fear of God adds days. The years of the wicked will be shortened. And it's about days and years. Avram Avinu was told that his years and his days of his years, because every day is utilized, not just every year. Mar b'chachma, mar b'yeshiva, more wisdom, more sitting and studying. This refers to the wisdom of reasoning and in-depth analysis, which result in increased time spent sitting and learning. Students will come to hear new insights and sharpen their intellect with him, who become wise through spending much time in reasoning and analysis to learn new approaches to reasoning, a field of wisdom unto itself. In other words, he will receive as much reward as for others who learn from him, since he was the catalyst for their learning. This corresponds to more maids, more immorality, and that deeds done by others are viewed as if he had done them both for bad and good. More charity, more peace. One who gives charity brings peace to the world, so do more charity. Lift name assurance in above just the 10%, because the recipients will love him for it. If he advises others to give charity, it considers as if he'd given it himself. People will love him for that as well. Corresponds to more slaves, more theft, because the bad behavior of others, in this case, his thieving servants, make others hate him, while the good deeds of those whom he encouraged to give charity make him all the more beloved. Charity, again, is not just money. In your time, your advice, and your ability to help others. Acquire a good name, it's for yourself. This is because one's good name is his alone, cannot be left behind for others. It is the opposite of the more possessions. When man dies, he leaves them all behind, and much to his displeasure departs this world without them. But if he has acquired Torah, he's acquired the life of the world to come. Make sure to have more of the right thing, more Torah, more advice, more tzedakah, and getting more of a good name for yourself by doing Torah and doing chesed, helping out others, doing what we can to bring goodness to the world. Talk about next time, if you join with us, we'll talk about what these five students of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai taught us. Wonderful Mishnahs and Pirkei Avos. Stay with us here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.